So here's the thing. If you're not angry, you're not paying attention. What the fuck is wrong with you? I have spent the past 15 minutes using really expensive equipment that I own to do a very complicated task. That is print a document. Can someone explain to me why printing doesn't work? I mean, literally, you can have, like, I can record 194 tracks at, like, 88.1 whatevers. It's insane what you can do with a computer. But can you print? No, you can't print. Of course you can't print. What a stupid question. Why would you be able to print? It's amazing how you can't print shit. Anyway, I did get it printed. But it took 15 minutes, and that makes me crazy. Because God knows, having an Excel spreadsheet printed in Helvetica at 12-point typeface in less than a nanosecond is the worst thing that could happen to me in my life today. All right, maybe I have some anger issues. I'll concede that. But still, I'm angry. This is Jay Severett. This is Talking Into Microphones, and I do not have a sidekick this week, this month. It's not like we do this every week. We don't know what we're doing, but Dan is still on the road. He is, I don't even know what he's doing. I think he was at Yellowstone playing for Old Faithful and like the Super Volcano. No, he's all over the place. He's on the West Coast. He's been Arizona. I think he started in Texas. I think he did New Mexico, Arizona. He's been all through California, Washington, Oregon, and I honestly have no idea where he is at this point. I occasionally get a text message from him. I do see pretty pictures he's taking. He puts those up on the Facebook. So if you follow him on the Facebook, he's a great photographer, so I'm sure you're seeing some beautiful pictures. But I don't really know what he's doing. My life is kind of a disaster, which is kind of just a running theme over the past 42 years or so, but things are happening. There's good things happening. There's things that are just things that are happening, and, it's all happening, I guess is the takeaway. It's all happening, and I'm glad to be happening with it. The reason I'm doing the podcast solo is because Dan's out of town. Matt Blair is in Nashville. Chris Respani, I think, is out of town right now. And I said, you know what, man? I'm out here outside of Nashville. I'm south and east of Nashville at the family compound for the summer. And out here in my little barn area where I've set up some gear and I'm just working on some ideas and things, and I decided, you know, what the hell? I'll just do a podcast by myself. It probably won't be as amusing, since I'm usually the straight guy, and the other people usually provide the actual humor. But I do have some dates to talk about. I've got things happening. I've got Melody Pool, a record where I'm about to record on Melody Pool coming up that I want to talk about briefly. My main man, Mr. Chuck Prophet, has got a new record coming out. I think it's September, but he's already got it's up on iTunes. You can pre-order it. You should. He's got the first single out. As always, great stuff. So we got stuff to talk about, man. There won't be the witty repartee and banter as always, but I do have enough voices in my head that maybe we can simulate that to a degree. So anyway, it is July, and it is July 29th, Tuesday, 2014, in Tennessee, where it should be about 100 degrees, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, like chilly. We actually ate out on the patio tonight, and some of the older folks in the crew were reaching for sweaters because it's actually like fall weather, really dry, no humidity, just gorgeous weather, which just lets you know that global warming, although absolutely real and not something that you believe in or don't believe in because it's science, it's like it's not a faith initiative. It's happening. Climate change is real, people. And if you don't believe that, please press stop and don't ever listen to me again. Please. I'm begging you. I know enough morons. Don't add to the problem. Climate change is real. It's happening. You know, it's going to get warmer on the planet. It's getting warmer on the planet. It has been getting warmer. But as it turns out, that's not so bad for Middle Tennessee. At least in the short term, you know, we're getting some really lovely temperatures. And so thank you, China and America, United States, all the industrialized nations that have been, you know, polluting our atmosphere for the past 150 years. I just want to thank you for this kick-ass summer that's been really, really lovely. Now, admittedly, we're all going to die in fire probably soon, but for now, I'm really enjoying the weather. So thanks to everybody for doing their part and destroying the planet and making this a lovely summer. So I've got a show coming up next week, August 6th, in Beaver Creek, Colorado, which is not a town. I think it's Avon, Colorado. But Beaver Creek is a resort up there, a ski lodge. And, of course, they have activities in the summer. I've never been to the Rocky Mountains in the summer because I actually like to ski. I'm not very good at it, but I do enjoy it. But this will be an interesting trip going up there to play for the folks at the resort. Just me and the guitar and one other fellow on a guitar who was maybe going to do the podcast for me, but he got a better offer tonight. His name is Jack, and some of you know who he is, some of you don't. But he's going to be playing the gig with me. So that should be a kick, August 6th. And then I've got a really strange opportunity that I did not see coming. And that is, I'm going to New York City, and Dan is going with me. We'll be reunited. It'll feel so good. I miss that guy. Dan and I are flying to New York City on August 15th. And on August 16th, we are going to the Fox News headquarters in Manhattan. That's right. Jace Everett is going to Fox News headquarters. You heard it here first. And I'm going to talk to, on the air, on camera, on Fox News, I'm going to have a conversation with Governor Mike Huckabee. Can you believe that? And then, if that wasn't insane enough, Dan and I are going to play two songs featuring Governor Mike Huckabee on bass guitar. I have no idea how this is going to go down, but I'm honestly totally psyched about it. As most people know that listen to me bloviate, especially on this podcast, I lean a little to the left politically. And obviously Fox News doesn't. I mean, certainly they're fair and balanced, but only if by fair and balanced you mean extremely conservative and Republican. But they're fair and balanced Republicans with Tea Party inclinations, and that's fine. Everybody's got a perspective. MSNBC is the polar opposite. Neither of them are actual news organizations, and that's fine. They provide a entertainment service for their viewers, and that is awesome. But Governor Mike Huckabee is a bit of an anomaly to me. You know, I would not have voted for the man to be president at all, but that's because of his policy positions, not because of who he is. And what I do find interesting about this cat, I'm interested to meet him, but, you know, the guy was a Baptist minister for years, and then became the governor of Arkansas. And yet, you never heard stories about him being a real bastard. You know, you could disagree with what he believes in or says, but you don't hear sex scandals about him. You don't hear that he embezzled money, or you don't hear things about Whitewater or things of that ilk. And I do find that rather telling and kind of compelling. For a white man from the South to be both a minister and a governor, be able to run for president and not have a ton of scandals crop up is kind of a singular achievement. So that said, you know, maybe I'm justifying my own presence on Fox News. I'm kidding. I'm totally justifying my presence on Fox News. But he's got about 4 million viewers out there on Saturday evenings, and I am going to be happily taking advantage of that, and grateful for the opportunity that they invited me on. We'll, of course, play Bad Things, but we're also going to play Pennsylvania off the new record. a song that Dan and I wrote. And it's going to be fun, man. I don't know who the drummer's going to be. Apparently they've got a cat that they wheel out. Maybe it's Brett Hume. Maybe O'Reilly is going to get back there and hit the skins. I don't know. Maybe it's Sean Hannity. The possibilities are pretty limited. But, you know, who knows? It's going to be fun. We're going to have a ball. We record the show Saturday in the afternoon, and then they broadcast it Saturday night. So August 16th, I'm not sure exactly what time it airs, but I will put that up on my website and on Facebook and Twitter and all that jazz. Dan Cohen and I will be on Huckabee with Governor Mike Huckabee on Fox News, the most popular news channel in the United States of America. And we're going to be doing what we do and just see what happens. It should be fascinating. Excited about that. What else? Oh, I mentioned Chuck and his new record, Night Surfer, I believe it's called. You can obviously go to chuckprofit.com. You can find him on iTunes. You can pre-order the record. Wish Me Luck, I guess, is the lead-off single. And I think a new song came out today. I don't know if you can download a song called like Ford Econoline. I think I only listened to it a couple of times. I'm not sure if you can download it, but you can preview it at least. And Chuck is my friend for sure, but he's also a huge shadow in my career just because he's taught me a lot, both intentionally and unintentionally. And I just really have a lot of admiration for him as an artist, as a record maker, and as a dude. You know, he's a pain in my ass, but he's a genius pain in my ass. And you should check out his new record. He doesn't make bad records, and this appears to be no exception to that rule. So go check out Chuck Prophet, Night Surfer. It's on iTunes. And pre-order that bad boy. And then Melody Poole. Had the privilege back in 2011 of going over to Australia and doing a little tour, and I was doing it with an artist named Kirsty Akers, who she and her management graciously invited us over to do some shows with her. She's a little more Americana country than I am, and I'm a little whatever I am, but we had some good times. Kirsty, is a great singer, songwriter, guitar player, and she was doing the shows as a duo. I brought my band over. But Kirsty had this girl, Melody Poole, playing guitar and singing harmony with her. And Kirsty's career was already, you know, on its way, doing its thing. But Melody, you know, was kind of just getting started or whatever. And Dan and I, Dan actually is the first person who said, "Hey, can we listen to some of your songs?" And she came back to the hotel and played us a couple of her songs and you know, actually played one for Dan first. And Dan was like, "Dude, you got to check this girl out." So we listened to some tunes, and then about a year later in 2012, Brad Jones and I co-produced her record, The Hurting Scene. Dan, of course, played on it, as did Derek Mixon, Chris Responte, and myself, kind of my wrecking crew guys. We went in there and made this record with her, and it's just a great record. Melody Poole, Poole is P-O-O-L, no E on the end of it. Go to Melody Poole. .com. I think it may be melodypool.au because she is Australian. She's an Australian artist, but made this amazing record with her, and she wound up getting signed to Liberation, the Mushroom Group Music down in Australia, which is a legendary record company, and the record came out over there. She got a lot of critical acclaim, selling records, touring Europe, touring Australia. And she's coming back, man. She's going to be here in Nashville in September. She and Brad Jones and I are going to spend a couple of days together listening to tunes and talking about where we want to take it. I've actually heard about, she sent me 23 songs that are all absolutely phenomenal. I mean, obviously there's some that I prefer to others, but she's just grown a lot as a writer. I mean, she's only 23 now, for God's sake. But her lyric writing has really evolved and matured a lot. And even she was always just such a strong singer and guitar player and musician. But she's even taken that up a notch and I'm really excited. We're going to record the record in November. I don't know when Liberation will put it out, but obviously I'll keep you apprised of that. But go check out Melody Poole. She's on iTunes, obviously. The first record is called The Hurting Scene, and it's folk pop. She's a miserable bastard, and I love her. So if you love misery, and if you're listening to this, obviously you love sad, angry people. And she's basically like the sad, angry daughter that I never knew I wanted, but I'm so glad that I have her. Melody Poole, check that out. And then I have dates coming up over the seas. Hold on just a second. Oh, sorry about that. I had to hit pause because I'm a moron. Anyway, what was I talking about? I have dates. I think that's what I was talking about. Shit, I'm going to have to go back and listen to see what I was talking about. I'm going to assume this is what I was talking about because I'm probably not going to go back and listen because I'm the hardest working lazy bastard you will ever meet. I have dates coming up besides the Colorado gig and the Mike Huckabee gig. I'm going to go out on the road in October in a way that I never have heretofore. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm going out as the Jace Everett Trio. That doesn't mean that I've cloned myself, although that would be super fun and extremely annoying. What that means is that Dan Cohen and I are going out with a drummer, which means I will be leaving the acoustic guitar behind and going back to my first instrument, the instrument I started on when I was 14, and that is the bass guitar. Now, I played bass on a tour back in 2012. I actually split bass and guitar duties with, I split bass and guitar time with Chris Respani. He is obviously a brilliant guitar player, but he's also a damn fine bass player. And so he and I would swap off. Basically, I played bass on songs that were easy to play bass and sing, and Bad Things, so that he could play his world-renowned guitar solo on Bad Things. That's really the kind of the impetus of it. And also there's some tunes on my records where the bass line is a little more syncopated and involved and makes it a little more dodgy to sing lead and play bass. But this tour, we're going out as a frickin' trio, man. Dan Cohen on guitar, of course, me on bass and vocals, and then Mark Stepro is going to be joining us on drums. And Mark and I haven't worked together as of yet, but I'm certainly a fan of what he does and very excited about this trip. He's out in L.A. He plays with folks like Butch Walker, a lot of cats, actually. Great drummer, great singer, and pretty sharp fella as well. So I'm going to be the dumbest guy in the band, which isn't that odd, but still, you know, it's a little sad, makes me a little sad. But we're going to go do the Norway thing. We've got the two festivals that we did in 2012. That would be the Hailing Rock Festival, which is in a little town called Gul, I think. I can't do the Norwegian, guys. I don't know. It's a this really cool hotel, a ski resort type place. These two guys that run it are just fantastic, and it's just this really cool weekend thing, man, where they get like two or three bands, and basically it's like having a freaking sleepover, a rock and roll sleepover. We'll be doing that, and then after that we'll be going up to Svalbard, which is this island about 600-700 miles north of Norway in the actual Arctic Circle. We did that in 2012 as well. We're going to be doing the Dark Season Blues Festival, which is a really trippy thing. We've talked about it before, I think, on the podcast. It's kind of like having a gig on the moon. And there will be some blues bands from the States, some Norwegian bands, probably a band or two from the UK. Elsewhere, I don't know who all's going as of yet, but it's it's just kind of it's like a lock-in, man. I think there's 2,500 people that live on this island anyway, and I think the population about doubles that weekend. So we'll be doing those two festivals. I'll put those dates up, but we're also going to be playing a bunch of clubs throughout Norway. The gig's going to start around October 10th, and finish up around November 3rd. So that's going to be a bit of a trip, man. I'm going to be spending some time out here literally in the woodshed with my bass in my hands, getting my scene together, because it's a very different animal. Granted, it's only four strings, and you know, ostensibly it's easier to play than guitar. That's true. But the kind of guitar I play is pretty easy because I just pound away on chords and yell into a microphone while Dan does all of the actual work. You know, when you're playing bass, it's like you can't just, when I'm playing guitar, I can just quit playing and talk shit or sing, and it's not really the end of the world. But as the bass player, when you quit playing, there's an emptiness that fills everyone's hearts. So you gotta get your scene together, man. So that's what I'm gonna be doing over the next few weeks. Is just we're gonna kind of reinvent the wheel, man. I mean, when you do something as a trio, you really do approach it differently. There's just certain things that you can't do as a three piece. But what's fun about it is it opens up the opportunity to improvise and to take things on a little bit of a journey, which is something that I really do enjoy doing as a musician. It's something, you know, you get locked into these songs and you can't necessarily stretch out and roll. So that's going to be kind of fun. So we're looking forward to that. I'll put those dates up on the website, and you'll see them. And if you live in Norway, hopefully you'll go. And if you don't live in Norway, you will probably not even really pay attention to those dates, which I totally understand. What's happening? God damn it. Computers make me crazy. You know, they're supposed to simplify our lives, right? Isn't that the plan? You have this portal into the world where you can store all your stuff, and you can upload your stuff, and you can download other people's stuff, and you can print your stuff, and all my stuff is fucked up, man. I don't think it's the computer's problem. I want it to be the computer's problem, but I think that before computers, all my stuff was fucked up. It's just that it was in a box somewhere, and I didn't notice that it was fucked up. Which, by the way, reminds me, I've gotten some feedback from some people about the podcast. They're like, you know, we like the podcast. You guys are funny. It's super fun. You know, you guys are having a good time. But a couple people have been like, but you know, Jace, you cuss a lot. You know, in particular, you say the F word a lot. And apparently, you know, they some people take umbrage with that, you know, and I'm really sympathetic to that, but also fuck you. You don't have to listen to this. It's free. We say from the outset that it's pointless. There is no reason that I do this. There's no reason for you to listen to this. Not at all. It's a complete waste of my time and therefore of your time. And we're just having laughs, man. So yeah, and I cuss a lot. In particular, I say fuck a lot. I really do. My father gets on me about this. He's like, you know, Jace, you're a bright guy. You've got a pretty good vocabulary. You know why? And the thing is, there's no word like fuck. And sometimes fuck is the only word for the situation. Now, I'm not saying you should bandy it about a Sunday dinner at your grandma's house. I mean, there's, you know, you gotta be cool, man. But, you know, if your grandma's listening to the podcast, either she's super hip or you've got some other issues to deal with grandma. So I can't help you. This podcast is dirty, not in a sexual way. Well, not yet. I am by myself. Nah, I shouldn't. But, yeah, I cuss a lot. That's just what happens. So I'm sorry if that offends you, but I also don't fucking care. Get your own podcast, and you can say gosh or goody or gee, whatever you want to say. I don't really have anything else to talk about on the podcast. I didn't really have anything to talk about when it started, which was only like 25 minutes ago. But now I have even less to talk about. A lot of you know that there's some stuff going on in my personal life that's rather massive and devastating and awful. I can't talk about it, of course. As of yet, and even once I can talk about it, I probably won't, out of respect for both myself and other people. But it's been a cruel, cruel summer. What was the, who was the band that did that? Was that the Bangles? It's been a cruel summer. Is that the Bangles? I gotta look that up. I bet that was the Bangles. How do I remember the Bangles? I forget the words to Bad Things about every other night. Admittedly, that's partly because I'm trying to forget the words to Bad Things. Let's look up the Bangles. The Bangles! Walk Like Egyptians. We know that one. Eternal Flame. I don't see Cruel, Cruel Summer. Look at that. The Bangles reboot a stripped-down power pop trio. That's just 4 days ago from the Chicago Sun-Times. News for the Bangles. See, me and the Bangles, we're power trios now. Power trios with boobs. Yeah. And I mean both of us. I mean, Dan and I are in our 40s, so... frankly, we might have better boobs than they do. I don't know. God damn it. All right, I'm going to look up Cruel, Cruel Summer. Is that the name of the song? Cruel Summer lyrics? Cruel Summer lyrics. Bananarama! Yeah! Now, I bet there's like 50 people out of the 53 people that listen to this podcast go, yeah, dude, I've been saying Bananarama for like 5 minutes. You're an idiot. I don't know, man. I don't know. Bananarama. What a name. What a name. Who came up with that? I bet they were watching Banana Splits, the kids show, and they were really high. And somebody, oh yeah, you know this jam? That's right, it was from the Karate Kid soundtrack. Yeah. Wow, I forgot how bad that was. That is definitely before auto-tune. Definitely. Is there like 6 people singing unison? Too close for comfort, man. Yeah. Wow. Well, anyway, okay, that's enough. I apologize. I kind of got lost in the music. And I'm looking at the comment. That's, of course, on YouTube. It's had 5,553 views. Yeah, that's not a lot. So apparently that one hit wonder. Well, but wait, there's a Bananarama tube. Wow. See, this is what happens on the fucking internet. Wow, and they're on Fox and Friends. I'm going to be... I'm freaking out. So the Bangles are a power trio, Bananarama's on Fox and Friends, and I'm going to do a power trio and be on Mike Huckabee. Holy crap. I'm a chick band. I did not see that coming. Well, that's great. This is going to totally change how I pack for this next tour. I guess just yoga pants and a sports bra is probably all I need. I don't know if I want to see me in yoga pants. That might be. Anyway, yeah. So what happened? This is what the internet does. This is what happens. I'll be sitting on the porch at night, 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and. And you go down a fucking rabbit hole, man. You're on Twitter or you're on the Facebook or you're like, hey, I want to listen to that song on YouTube. And before you know it, you're 27 iterations away from that initial thought and you have no idea how you got there, which is kind of like this podcast. Anyway, So, yeah, that's right. We'll put up the dates for Norway. It's going to be me and Bananarama and the Bangles. It's going to be the Yoga Pants Tour and all power trios, or at least trios. I don't know how much power is going to be. What's that fucking popping noise? God damn it. Anyway, guys, I don't know how stuff works. I apologize for, you know, subjecting you to my never-ending bullshit. But this has been Jay Severett. This has been Talking Into Microphones. And we will definitely do a podcast from New York. I may actually do a podcast with the boy next Wednesday in Colorado if we have some downtime. But Dan and I will definitely be back on track with a real podcast, if you will, from New York City. So you guys stick around for that. This will be up probably within a week. I don't know how to upload this stuff, so I'll try and get it done tonight, but no promises. Check out Melody Pool. Check out Chuck Prophet, his new record, which is available for pre-order right now. And as always, go to dancohenmusic.com to see where he's playing. Be sure and check out Bluebird, his great record that just came out. And obviously, go to jsevert.com, which is updated at least once a quarter with something. And for God's sake, buy my new record, Terra Rosa. You know, I get a kid to send to college. You people realize that? I'm not a young man any longer, and I've got mouths to feed. I've got multiple hands outreached towards me, empty and graspy and sweaty and clawy, and they need stuff. And it's your job to provide for them by buying the stuff I make. At least that's the theory. God bless you, crazy people. Thanks for listening to this idiocy, and we'll be back in a week or two with a duo-type podcast. Hopefully this wasn't too tedious, but, you know, if it was, fuck you. Don't listen to it. I don't even have to do this, okay? I could be watching Dancing with the Stars right now. So you should be grateful. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, I want to do a new feature on the podcast coming up. I want to get some letters from you guys. I want you guys to send in your letters, ask your questions. If you need to ask Uncle Jay some advice, I'm a veritable font of wisdom, unless it applies to my own life, in which I constantly am fucking up. But I can totally help you. Really, not a problem. And the good news is you won't actually do what I say, so it's not going to affect your life anyway. So by all means, let's get the letters in. Where do you send the letters? That's the good question, right? Well, where are you going to want to send those letters is you're going to want to go to jsever.com and send an email there. Or you can just go to my Facebook, the Jay Severett official fan page, Facebook page. Or you can, you know, I don't know, you can fucking mail it to me. I'm not going to tell you my address, but you can give it a shot if you want. It's your life. You can do it however you want. But once you go to the Facebook page, that's probably the smartest way to do it. Just send a private message on the Jay Severett official fan page. Whatever. I don't know what it's called, man. I click a button on my computer and I'm there. So send us in your questions. You can ask musical questions. You can ask non-musical questions. You can ask for advice. You can lambaste us for being banal and jejune. You can do whatever you want to do because it's a free country. Unless Obama gets his way. You think about that. Seriously, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for wasting time with me and allowing me to waste time with you. I really do appreciate it. jsever.com, dancohenmusic.com. Check us out. Come see us play. We'd love to come see you. And try not to fuck up your life, kids. That's all I can say. God damn it, that clicking noise. Really? I'm almost finished, and you got a click? This is what I mean, people. This is what I mean. Send in your questions, okay? We need questions. We're running out of shit to talk about, obviously. Be safe.